It's weird. We had about 16 days in between our two games so far, and it kind of showed a little bit. I felt like we kind of felt like a first game again. I made a couple of errors that were a little bit unforced, and I think we're still trying to grow into finding out who exactly we are, with our individual personnel matchups, and then also who we are as a team. But I think we've certainly bought into a couple of the foundational things that we believe in, and those things showed as well.
First question this
Some
morning from
call
Andy
from
Waters. Good
Liberty
morning, Andy.
Sound.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, any update on Marcus you can give us?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's, we're still checking him out.
Okay. Hey, Penn's obviously a kind of an unknown opponent. You haven't really played them. Does it help? You got a couple Ivy League guys on the team that can kind of talk them up to their teammates?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't even think of it that way, for sure. I'm sure it matters in the locker room. I mean, I don't know how much you need to talk them up. I mean, that's a team that was what, 8-2 in 22 and 6-4 last year, with four losses that were 16 total points. That could be, 7, 8, 9, 10 wins pretty easily. They're going to fight for an Ivy League championship this year. They had the number 11 defense in the country last year, number 8 passing offense in the country last year. This is a team that, is one of the better teams in the country. They're a top 25 caliber opponent. And so, as far as talking them up, I mean, I think I can handle that.
Okay.
Whether they do it in the locker room or not, I'm certainly going to do it. This is a football team that's going to come in here and be sound as heck, really tough, really physical, and be able to kind of maneuver on offense as well. So,
And the fact they haven't played a game yet, I mean, you don't have film on them. You just kind of rely on what they've done in the past.
I mean, it's all we can do, and certainly they can add wrinkles, and they can fully change everything. And I think it's, again, similar to the other first games we've played. And the things we say in those games, we have to really, really worry about us a little bit, and how well we improved from week 1 to week 2, and then how well we improved from week 1 to week 3, because that's what's going to, kind of tell the tale in the third and fourth quarter is, can we still play clean? Can we not make those unforced errors? Can we continue to believe in each other?
Thanks.
You got it.
Next question, Ryan from Kevin Trestling. Good morning, Trest.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan, I wanted to ask you about the offensive line. I know you got a little bit banged up there too on Saturday from what it sounded like with Bradley and maybe Blaze getting banged up. Will you have those guys on Saturday? And how does it concern you that you've had to kind of, shuffle things there a bunch of times this year?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll have them. I mean, if we had to play tomorrow, I think we'd be without about 7 starters, 6 on offense. So, it's a frustrating thing right now. It's starting to get to that point where, it's unfortunate week 3 that we're dealing with this many starters out. But we're going to obviously continue to be, that team that does a great job in preparation, does a great job in, maneuvering and being multiple and making sure that we can move people around, and the best 11 people are going to be out there.
Is offensive line a tough place to kind of have to make changes? Because obviously, experience and guys working together and having the right camaraderie is probably more important there than anywhere.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, in particular, the people next to each other, those guys, make a lot of combination blocks together, double teams, and working with the people, and they communicate. Some of them communicate a lot more non-verbally than the others. And, all of a sudden you're working next to somebody new, and you have to make sure that you're still communicating the right way. And the way that those, and those things can be done during practice, but as you're trying to get people bounced around and reps at every position and make sure that you're able to be as fluid as you can be, you do kind of lose that, that tightness of these are the five guys that have been going every week. And so, for sure, it's a concern. But it is what it is. It's football. We have to go out there and put 22 guys on the field, and hopefully we can go out there and have the right 22 that can go beat Penn.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Ryan, even after Marcus goes down, you guys are able to run for over 200 yards. You had 5 rushing touchdowns. You had a lot of different backs getting in there. Not that it would be ever a benefit losing a guy of Marcus's caliber, but how much did it help to be able to get some of those other guys a lot of carries?
Yeah, I mean, it's a similar thing, minus the injury happened in the first game. We spread the ball around pretty good. I think we had 10 receivers catch a ball the other day, and we had 9 in the first game. We had 4 or 5 guys, you know, get a carry, you know, in the first game, same in the second game. We had 5 different people rush for touchdowns this week. Now, I think 4 different people rush for touchdowns this week. And so I do think that's just a credit to Coach Pierce and the running back room. Those guys are ready to go. We've said it. I've said it on this, you know, this call before. I mean, you can say next man up all you want. If the next man isn't prepared, then it's just a substitution is what it is. It's not a great thing for you. And so we have prepared running backs that were ready to go. And when their number was called, they went in there and performed well. And shoot, even, you know, Quincy Watson had 3 carries, 2 touchdowns. So those are the kinds of things that you need from your depth. And we've certainly proven that we have some depth. You know, hopefully we can continue to get some guys back and not be banged up so that we continue to have deeper repetitions.
I'm sure there's some numbers and some analytics and things behind, but you guys went for it on 4th down 4 times. You got it 3.
It was actually 3. The statistics were wrong. We were 3 for 3, not 3 for 4.
3 for 3. Well, 3 for 3, but then the one on the opening drive of the game from your own 33, what goes into that as a head coach? And is that just the ultimate belief in your guys on offense?
Yeah. Well, yes, there are analytics that go into it as well. And then obviously, you know, belief in who we are as a system, who we are as a culture and who we have as student athletes playing for us. There's no doubt. I mean, you need all those things that kind of merge into one decision. And, we're at that point where, you know, we have confidence in each other. We have confidence in the calls. We have confidence in the players that are going to go out there and perform. And we know what we're good at and who we are. And that's who we are. Foundationally, we're an aggressive team. We're a team that's going to go try to steal possessions whenever we can. And obviously, you know, the first 2 weeks of the season, we're 100% on 4th down. It's a good start.
Question this morning from Dan Finkhammer. Good morning, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning, Coach Carty. I know you alluded to offensive starters being banged up, especially. Does that still include JoJo Bermudez? Or was that more precautionary for JoJo on Saturday? Or just how are you feeling about his status early part of this week?
Yeah, no, that included him in that number that I said wouldn't be playing today. It doesn't mean he's not playing on Saturday, but he's not playing today.
Gotcha. Thanks.
You got it.
Ryan, A&T came into the game as one of the top. I think they were the top rushing team in the conference coming into that game. You guys hold them to 74 yards in the contest. What were you able to do so effectively?
Well, again, I think it's really a matter of understanding what we're trying to accomplish and then doing your job. You know, trying to get 11 hats to the ball is easy to say, but it means that 11 people have to do the thing that they're supposed to do. They have to be in their gap. They have to understand the play call, understand why, understand the adjustments, the motions, the keys, the movements, and then they have to go out there and perform. And you know, I think we did a great job at swarming to the football. Pursuit was tremendous. And then we did a good job again, similar to the offensive skill. We had a bunch of guys go in there and make plays. We rotated a bunch. We're at that point where if we stay healthy, we're able to stay fresh because we have a depth of people that can go in there and make some plays and not, only get better as the year goes on. Hopefully not something that will detract. And so, I think, you saw it the other day, you saw guys that didn't necessarily start, go out there and make, impact plays on defense and on offense.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. And good luck against Penn on Saturday. Look